This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. Defense Secretary Mark Esper urged world security leaders Saturday to wake up to China's efforts to influence world affairs. Maintaining the world's most populous country plans to achieve its goals by any means necessary. VOA's Henry Ridgewell tells us while there was much focus on China at the Munich Security Conference, where Esper made the original comments, there were other discussions of major topics.
Details of a sideline meeting between Secretary Pompeo and Russian counterpart Sergei Lavrov were not published. Tehran's Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif said his country was ready for talks.
It's not about opening talks with the United States. It's about bringing the United States back to the negotiating table that is already there.
Conflicts in Ukraine, the Middle East and Afghanistan were high on the agenda. But it is China that has found itself at the center of attention, forced to defend its handling of the coronavirus outbreak and faced with intense efforts by Washington to paint Beijing as the greatest global threat. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, Munich, Germany.
AP's Ben Thomas tells us more about U.S. Taliban troops.
It looks very promising.
The proposal would see a seven-day halt to Taliban attacks, then the signing of a U.S.-Taliban peace deal. Defense Secretary Mark Esper says the deal means taking some risk, but...
A peace deal that would involve, very soon afterward, an Afghan negotiation.
Esper spoke with Afghanistan's President Ashraf Ghani on Friday and says he's on board.
He wants to be clearly a full partner in that and wants to lead on that and make sure that all Afghans come together, are well representative, and can come up with an agreement that would endure.
All Afghan peace talks would begin within 10 days of a deal with a phased withdrawal of U.S. forces over 18 months. Ben Thomas, Washington.
And this is VOA News. China's National Health Commission said Sunday that 139 more people have died from the coronavirus, bringing the death toll to more than 1,650. The commission also confirmed another 1,843 new viral cases. However, that represents a drop from higher numbers in recent days. Meanwhile, Reuters correspondent Adam Reed reports the United States and Japan are working to evacuate U.S. citizens from a cruise ship in Yokohama.
Speaking at the Munich Security Conference, WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said the epidemic remains an unpredictable threat.
Let me be clear. It's impossible to predict which direction this epidemic will take.
That comes as Japan and the U.S. are coordinating the return of around 400 American citizens aboard the Diamond Princess cruise ship still quarantined in Yokohama. They will enter another 14-day period of quarantine once they return home to ensure the virus doesn't spread. Japan's health minister said the return of the passengers to the United States will make it easier to care for the 285 confirmed coronavirus cases on board.
That is Reuters' Adam Reed. A bus carrying Ecuadorian football fans plunged into a ravine Saturday while heading home from a game in Peru, killing at least eight people. That bus, which had left from Lima, fell 15 meters or 50 feet from a stretch from the Pan American Highway in northern Peru, and the impact of the fall ripped away its roof. Nearly 40 people were injured. The bus was carrying supporters of a team which played the Peruvian side. Ecuadorian President Lenin Moreno expressed his condolences. The United Nations says at least 31 civilians were killed in northwestern Yemen in retaliatory airstrikes from the Saudi-led coalition fighting Houthi rebels. And a statement from the UN humanitarian coordinator for Yemen said that at least 31 people were killed and 12 injured in strikes. And the airstrikes came a day after a Saudi fighter jet crashed with Iran-backed Houthi rebels claiming to have shot it down with an advanced ground-to-air missile, and videos showed wreckage of the aircraft. The deadly violence follows an upsurge in fighting in northern Yemen between the warring parties that threatens to worsen the war-torn country's humanitarian crisis. A cargo ship rocketed toward the International Space Station Saturday, carrying candy and cheese to satisfy the astronauts' cravings. Northrop Grumman launched its Cygnus capsule from the Virginia shore. A nearly four-ton shipment should arrive at the orbiting lab on Tuesday. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.